the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're live in downtown Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. So to update here what we have coming up this hour, more on today's Major League Baseball card in about 15 minutes, bottom of the hour. That's when we're going to talk to Tom Byrne, covers the NBA, is a host on Mad Dog Sports Radio on SiriusXM. We'll get his best bets for the finals. Pauly, here's some betting takeaways from the weekend. So Scottie Scheffler won again. Did you end up, we talked about this on Friday, you gave up Griffin at 5-1.
Yeah, I didn't have the winner without, though. That was, damn, I wish I had that. This guy delivers. So top five, second winner without, you would have cashed, but I had him to win. And
I did mention you might want to grab some Scotty.
Yeah.
At that point.
You know, it's interesting that he had the first round lead, I think, at 7-under. And I think that's what he finished the tournament at.
Yeah, he never wavered much off that.
And he had a couple doubles yesterday, and then going in, he was in trouble as Scheffler had passed him. But again, Ben Griffin continues to get it done. Great story.
I don't know if this speaks to more of the Scottie Scheffler dominance or how lousy the Colorado Rockies are. Which way would you lean? Because that's his third win since May 2nd, as many wins as the Rockies.
It's a little bit of both.
I would lean Rockies a little bit, but three, the field was awesome this weekend.
You said it earlier, plus 285 to win the U.S. Open?
I have plus 250 in my notes. I saw one book.
Oh, my God.
To win the U.S. Open, which is going to be, but how many golfers are going to be able to win at that course coming up in 2 weeks, which is going to be brutal for all of them?
Yep.
You got to love his chances. So,
I don't mind doing stuff with Ben Griffin again.
Yeah.
Top five, top 10, you're going to get good prices. Win or without? I mean, the guy's on a hell of a run here.
You know what you might want to do with him? You might want to play a first round top 10 or a first round top 20, which you can find.
Yep. He was first round leader. So that's, damn right.
This is getting into, now we joke around about this once in a while, but like the Tiger territory. Again, the field today is so much better than what it was 25 years ago. That's because Tiger was so good again and they wanted to grow up and be him. But to win a U.S. Open nowadays and be that low of a number?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's too bad he isn't more flamboyant, outspoken, that kind of thing.
Yeah, people have a problem with that.
I know he got arrested, but that was a wild story. But there just isn't much there. He's a drip.
Who's the biggest drip that you can remember in like recent years? And they were very successful.
Well, Tiger was full of cliches.
I didn't think that he was a very exciting talker.
Great player, drip.
There's one guy.
Who am I missing? Brady?
It's got to be. Well, he's certainly on top
Brady
of the
never
list.
Said anything.
No, ever. Never said anything.
All cliches. How about the team?
How about his coach?
Billy? Well, that was by design, absolutely.
Oh, I know it was, yeah.
Told to don't say
Brilliant
anything.
Brilliant on television with the Manning cast and beyond that, but he never wanted to give anything away as a head coach for 20-plus years.
Shut you down.
The absolute worst.
Yeah, we're on to Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
It's the all-timer. Quarterback change? What are you thinking? On to Cincinnati.
Yep.
That was great.
Betting the most wins in any given month for Major League Baseball is something that I could not recommend more. Another betting observation from this weekend. I talked about this. I detailed this in the first hour. If you missed any of it, it was about a 6-minute explanation of what took place. You can go back and listen to the Follow the Money podcast, wherever you get your podcast, a little bit later on today. And I'm urging people to get involved. DraftKings offers it. Caesars offers it. And Circa offers it as well. It's every month during the baseball season, the most wins by any team in that given month. And it came down to four different teams in what would have been like a dead heat scenario or a tie that came down to tiebreakers potentially. And then because of the Twins eventually losing on Saturday, it did not. It was a three-team dead heat with the Cardinals, the Tigers, and the Phillies. The Cardinals won out here at Circa because the first tiebreaker is fewest losses. I had the Tigers at 16-1 over at Caesars. They do dead heat, so that was a plus 467 graded winner based on the other numbers from those two teams and also the dead heat there. You said that here at Circa, 180-1, the Cardinals went off?
Yep, that's what Bennett said.
For the most wins in the month, and nobody wanted them.
Yep.
Let me throw this at you, Pauly. So you got June's gone, but DK keeps him up, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They keep him up throughout the month. Betting Caitlin Clark to win the WNBA MVP right now might not be a bad idea. And here's why.
That was pathetic.
Oh, boy, was that ever.
I missed that. What was the money line? 450? I thought I had that in my notes.
I think they were higher than that.
They lost Friday. Connecticut, who stinks. We could get five guys and beat them.
Yeah. The Fever lost as double-digit favorites at home against Connecticut. They're the worst team in the league. That same Connecticut team played yesterday against New York and lost 100-52. And now because of the injury and because Collier is playing so hot with the Lynx, she's like a 250 favorite. And at some spots, Caitlin Clark drifted out to like plus 450, almost touching 5-1. I mean, based on that one result, you're going to get that. I think people are going to file this away.
It's going to be tough. Yeah, that's big. It's going to be tough, though, because certainly how many games will Minnesota win? And Collier's so good. But it seems maybe, and I know she's going to put up ridiculous numbers, but maybe the Aces don't have a great record. But that's the trump card.
Possible.
Where Clark can say, look how bad they were without me. Right? Very good. Several takeaways. The College World Series could be nuts, and what's happened to get there over the weekend is crazy. Hey, how about the SEC? This is why you can never have four automatic bids at any sport every single year and lock it down. Dillingham's right. You don't know who's going to be good with the portal. Everything changes. The number one team in the country and the number two team in the country couldn't even make the super regional. How do you like that, Sankey?
Yeah.
How do you like that, SEC?
Isn't that something else?
Right? It is. And you see what Wright State was, and you just saw LSU got beat yesterday. I can't believe I've never seen it before. Little Rock was 14-1 to win a baseball game, and they did. And they're 12-1 to see if they can beat them tonight.
11-12-1 tonight to do it again.
Yeah.
Imagine they knock LSU out.
You can never do this, and they can't allow this. You play the games. You can't just tell me, well, it's a conference. We get four in no matter what. You have no say. And this is how we're going to do it.
Sure.
You don't know.
And look at the betting numbers, by the way. And as a reminder, for those who missed it, Vanderbilt should have lost Friday night.
That's true.
They were getting no hit until, the Wright State manager said, okay, that's enough. We're going to go to the pen right now. No, the no-hitter, 75 pitches.
Go back and listen to the podcast. Pat Forty was on Friday, and then he had a great tweet after what happened. But I thought strength of schedule would carry the day for the SEC. Apparently not. You got to play the games, and you got beat. The other one, don't forget about the A's. They've lost 17 of 18 and 11 in a row on the road. So as much as we trash the Rockies, and rightfully so, you got another bad team in the A's. How about what happened Friday night in the desert? This is a good tweet that fought through the first yes hitter in baseball history.
Oh, this was so good.
Everyone cashed for the Nats, but their props in the first inning. What did they have, the 10 spot?
So, yeah.
Wood had two hits.
Think about this for a second. Every single batter, you're exactly right, for the Nationals on Friday night, they cashed either their hit, their run, or their RBI prop in the first inning.
Yes.
And somebody said it was the first ever, quote, yes hitter in the history, because Fott never got an out.
Yep.
He never recorded one out.
I love it. Can't beat it. Right?
Nationals are feisty, by the way.
Sure. This is great for all the Knicks fans out there. The Knicks finished their 18-game postseason with an exactly even scoring margin, 1,972 to 1,972. The Pistons were right there. You got the breaks against Boston with the choke job there, and then turning the ball over, and the Pacers take you out in six.
I would also advise them not to overreact, though.
Right. I agree with you, but I think they will. That's fair.
And by think they will, you mean that
they will either fire Thibodeau or make a big trade.
I don't think they fire Thibodeau. I think if they do anything at all, it's going to be a trade. But how big are we talking then? Is it going to be for Giannis? Because you're going to have to put together the ultimate package there.
I don't have to go that big. Good Durant. Durant finally comes to the Garden.
I wonder if he'd want to go there and play.
He's got it. It's done. It's done in Phoenix. I can tell
you
that.
Well, of course it is. Yeah, right. I mean.
I don't think he – how many options does he have, too? The other one, I'll give you this, and Indiana can tie the record. Number one, we haven't seen a series price like this since the 17 Warriors, who I still think are the best team of all time, against LeBron James. They were minus 1,000. They won in five. The only game the Cavs won, they scored 86 points in the first half.
Yeah, they couldn't miss.
That was the only playoff game the Warriors lost that year. They were that good. They were minus 1,000. OKC, 7-1, minus $7 in that range. So they can tie the record set by the 03-04 Pistons, who were 5-1. That's the series price. Series price I'm talking about. And they see if they can, if you think that price is right, if Indiana can tie the record. If they win, it certainly won't be that easy, as the Pistons made it look, taking out the Lakers in five.
Here's one more mission difficult, not mission impossible. It's going to be taking down Tarek Skubal to win the American League Cy Young. Chris Bubich, who I made a case for on Friday at 40-1 to win that award, I think he might give him a run for his money. He was brilliant again yesterday. 12 starts. He's allowed 12 earned runs. What, he have 9 strikeouts again? He got no run support.
Yeah.
Skubal's going to be difficult, but the season that Bubic is having, is he's right there with him. And his teammate, Jack Caglione, finally got called up by the Royals. And people here on this network have been saying for months, basically, you got to bet this guy at some point the Royals are going to call him up. He's absolutely mashing. He went from 45-1 to win the American League Rookie of the Year to 13-1 before you could blink.
I was talking to TMI Ozzie, Too Much Information Ozzie. Yeah. He says it's going to be this year's Skeens. He's got him big prices.
Well, that's exactly the thought that I had.
He's got it, yeah.
The problem is he's going to have to overcome Wilson from the Yays. Wilson's he's had two brilliant months so far, but he can do it.
Uh-huh.
Think about that, though. Think about what books think about him, and they also want no liability like that.
What's Anthony? Have you looked?
I haven't looked.
I don't know. I haven't looked. Sitting here like patients on a monument. Mm-hmm. They're going nuts in Boston. The final jewel of the Triple Crown's here, the Belmont Stakes. No better time to bet the races than right now with First Bet. New users get a $200 sign-up bonus. Just use promo code VSIN200. Whether you're a seasoned horse player or brand new to the sport, First Bet has all the tools to elevate your game. Download the app. Go to firstbet.com/VSIN to sign up today. firstbet.com/VSIN. Promo code VSIN200 for your $200 bonus. Go get it.
All right, we'll get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up next year on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Some glaring numbers when you look at the splits for some of these pitchers that are going tonight. We'll tell you the numbers that you need to know next. Four games overall in action right now in college baseball. North Carolina, they're just trying to close out Oklahoma. They lead 11-3. The three games that just started, Wake Forest, Tennessee, they are scoreless in the first. Tennessee is a 450 favorite here. They're laying 3.5 runs in the game. Murray State is playing Ole Miss. I wonder if something happened here because it's now off the board. And USC and Oregon State is also underway. The Beavers currently a 330 favorite. And they're laying 2.5 runs in the game. Later on, you mentioned this, LSU against Little Rock. Imagine if LSU loses again.
Play the games. Get out of here, Sankey.
How many people do you think were betting Arkansas-Little Rock last night at 14-1 to win the game outright?
Jeff Davis, one of my favorite traders here at Circa, has 11-1. He has LSU minus 5.5 runs, $1.50.
Yep, that's what I'm seeing as well. Total in the game is 14 here.
Yep. That would be something after what happened to Vandy.
The rollover parlay in Arkansas Little Rock?
Yeah, what are you doing? It's like these people with all the same game parlay futures that cash should be like, what are you up to? I'm going to get away for a week. Where are you going? I had Wright State with Little Rock.
Sure.
College baseball.
Yeah, why not?
A two-teamer.
Carolina just added three more runs, so they lead 14-3 now. They're now laying 10.5 in play, but you got to lay $4.20. So there's that. And also, I was on Twitter Live last night. And it came across, and nobody sent out any, the tweet did not have any text to it whatsoever. It was only a photo with text, and it came from the account of John Brankus. And I was like, let me read what that says. So I click on it, and it starts off by saying, "It is with profound sadness that we share the news that John Brankus has passed away." And I put the phone down for a second, like, John Brankus from Sports Science. Like, how old was he?
Yeah.
It came out of, you know, left field completely. And it went on to talk about it was the co-founder, 6-time Emmy Award-winning sports science of this production company. And then it said he lost his fight with depression. He had been battling the disease, and he lost it with that terrible illness on May 31st. And it ended by saying his heartbroken family and friends request privacy at this time, and encourage anyone who is struggling with depression to seek help. Same thing here. Obviously, if you are, definitely don't be afraid to talk to somebody. And also,
yeah, well said.
I would say check in on people. You know what I'm saying? From time to time. People that you haven't heard from or talked to in weeks or months or however long it is, don't be afraid to send a text or to go to their house or to, you know, pick up the phone and give them a call at some point just to make sure that everything is squared away and everything is going all right. He was 54 years old. The sports side and stuff that you would watch on ESPN or wherever else was absolutely brilliant with what they did. So obviously, Paulie, extremely sad news there, and
yep.
Our thoughts, hearts go out to his family as well with that.
I was on the air and I read I was during a break, I read the Robin Williams news when it was on the air in 2014. That one got me too, couldn't believe it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We were on the air early morning years ago when the news came down about Anthony Bourdain.
Yep. I know how much you liked him.
Oh, I love the guy.
Yep.
And I also knew immediately how much that was going to impact my wife. And I sent her a text. I'm like, oh, my, you need to wake up right now. And she was going to be devastated by it. Yeah. So,
well said. I like the way you said at the end, too. Check in on people. Don't be afraid to check in on people.
All right. So we transition into the card that we have tonight for Major League Baseball. After the Dodgers played, I'm not going to call it a riveting three-game series because, you know, the game two was a total blowout, but last night was pretty good. Yarbrough was awesome, by the way.
Yep.
So they found something here with this guy. So now the yep. Dodgers have to pick it up. They play against the Mets tonight. It's Blackburn against May. May splits at home. He's much better at home than he is on the road. The ERA is like 2.5 runs better at home. All the numbers, right? The whip's better. The K's per nine, much better here. And you were making the case earlier. It's a little, you know, the unknown factor here with Blackburn, but the Mets are plus 136 right now at Circa.
Yeah, I don't trust May. And if the Mets can get the bats going here, Lindor's been hot. You're not going to touch Diaz. He's been filthy. Dodgers number one in runs. Mets number one in ERA. See if they can contain him or maybe win a high-scoring game. Again, if it goes to in-play, I like the Mets if it's tight late. Definitely like the Giants if it's tight late. Number one bullpen. And Padres have been a mess. But these are two great teams and the two best teams since June 3rd of last year. Mets 102 and 61. Dodgers 97 and 64.
I will not be betting Ohtani props tonight. He's
bad against them. You know, 4-12, but
yeah, but plus 125, well, plus 140 range at home run.
That's silly. I know.
As he's going to be, I wonder how many people were betting the same game parlays. I did one. My buddy wanted me to do one for him.
Oh yes, Judge Ohtani
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I did, yeah. And he a little bit late to the party. I put one in yesterday, and they both combined to go 0-8. But on Friday night, right?
It was awesome.
Come on, guys, let's go on Apple TV. Big presentation. People are going to be watching. And, you know, a rematch of the World Series. And that bad boy cashed within the first 15 minutes of the game starting.
Yep, and then he hits two as well. The other story about, you know, we have so many bad teams and what's going on with the Rockies and the A's and the White Sox. As a result, home team's second highest winning percentage in the divisional era. Got to go back to 1978. Home teams are crushing it and what they continue to do. And but I will make a case for a road team.
State it. State Twins. Your case right now.
Joe Ryan has been so good. Again, the A's have lost 11 in a row on the road. They've lost 17 of their last 18. I'm confident the Twins, who are 24th in runs, but the Twins are going to touch up Severino here. But it's also a bet on Ryan, 4-0 with a 1-5-0 in his last six starts, 9-1 to the under in his starts this year. Twins are 16-3, last 19 against the A's. Severino, ERA of 7 and change in his last five starts. Twins, get it done. Run line.
I played over.
Good luck to you.
I played over. That's not where I thought you were going.
Rockies, too.
You don't have to state your case for the Twins.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I get it, right?
All right, Rockies.
Here's one that I don't get. Go ahead.
Plus 170. Marquez has been not. He's been okay in these last couple.
Come on now. God.
Plus 1.5, minus $1.20, or take the plus 170. I think the little engine that could. Get to the Marlins. I don't like Mayer, who last time out couldn't hold a 6-run lead for an inning as the Padres came right back and you couldn't even cash the first 5 ticket.
Don't have that game in your head.
I got it.
Don't,
it's
Paul,
right there,
it's,
baby.
It's the Padres compared to the Rockies.
I don't care. I think I can get scratch out a couple runs here. His ERA is up in 7 going back the last few starts, even though I'm 9-50 and I'm 3-28 on the road. And for the fourth time this year, I have an 8-game losing streak. The staff is 0-7 with the ERA of 6 and change during this latest streak. But the guy's got an ERA of 7 the last six starts. I think they can do it, even though 2.5 runs per game on the road hit .190. Rockies find a way to keep it close. Plus 1.5 runs, $1.20.
All right, you're going to put that out in pocket. I'm going to force you. And here's another thing, too. Going back to our quick conversation about checking on people, I'll tie it into this. Friends don't let friends bet on the Rockies. I can't let you do this.
Well, it's not the do factor either. It's just, you know.
It better not be the do factor.
No, it's a fade against the Marlins and the mayor.
I want to actually make a case for mayor to go over, like, ladder his K props tonight.
All right.
I think he might have 6, 7, 8, 9 Ks in this game.
Yeah. See, I like the Giants.
Go 2 units then, Paul. I want you to go 2 units on the Rockies tonight.
I like the Giants and whale play. Under 1.5 games overtime, Stanley Cup playoff final.
Duffel bag boy, where's he at?
Webb's expensive at $1.80, but that's...
His numbers at home are really, really good.
They can't hit, though. I know the Giants can't hit. That's cause for concern here, but again, it's just a mismatch. You see what Tatis is doing the last six... Oh, has he been bad? He's in .140 his last 16 games.
How is he ahead of PCA to win the NL MVP?
Is that right?
It goes Ohtani, then Tatis, then Pete Armstrong.
Last 9 games, Giants bullpen, ERA under 1. Number 1 bullpen in the league now for the season in ERA. Padres have really struggled in the pen, so tip to them late in play as well, and we'll see if the Giants can scratch out some runs early.
So here's one thing about Colak going tonight for the Padres. Only 3 starts on the road, but 20.1 innings pitched, 20 1/3. ERA is 1.33. His ERA at home looks insane because he had that bad first inning against the Marlins. And that's been pretty much it. That was a result of that. Other than that, the guy's been actually pretty decent so far. And I think the Red Sox are going to get to Anderson tonight.
Right.
And the Angels.
What do you think? Devers? Everyone?
I think
on Devers?
I think maybe first 5 team total over here tonight for the Red Sox. I just don't like his road ERA is really, really bad. And the Red Sox have absolutely had their moments against lefties this year. And what do you think about Savali taking on Singer tonight? You faded Singer
recently. I know,
recently,
he got me. Yeah. But he hasn't been good, but he caught me last time. It's a tough one. Brewers are hot.
Yes, they
won 7
are.
In a row.
I know.
7 runs a game. 17-4 last 21 in Cincinnati. Put that in your pipe and smoke.
What was that number to sweep Philly over the weekend?
No kidding. That's a big boy. Starters ERA has been dynamite as well. Where did I put my numbers? Carpenter, 4 of 8 against Cannon. Machado does well against Webb. Arraez, 8 of 15 against Webb as well. And Torres has walked 9 games in a row. Want to bet smarter this football season? Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Full year, $199. You get the free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Applebaum. No-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter bets. Get our NFL betting guide, what Applebaum has as well, and every play, every host, every guest. Code BOOK. Promo code BOOK. VSiN.com/subscribe.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We'll hit the NBA Finals here, get some best bets as we head out to the Progressive Guest Line. Tom Byrne joins the program. You can follow him on X. He is at one Tom Byrne, spelled B-Y-R-N-E, host on Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius XM. Tom, good to talk to you again. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, gentlemen. Love VSiN. Can't wait to do some shows over there with you guys this month. Let's talk some NBA.
Excellent news, yeah. So how about this? Let's begin here. I think it's an exciting series. I think it's going to be highly entertaining, or has a chance to be. I don't know how many games it's going to go, though. Like, it can be a really good and entertaining series and last 5 games because the Thunder, they're such a good basketball team. Like, how long of a series do you envision here?
Not long. 5 games feels about right. I think it's going to be domination. Let's be honest. There's been one team in the history of the sport that's won a championship without a top 10 player. That's the 2004 Pistons. But that was a wrestling match back in the day. That's what the NBA was. Teams were averaging 93.4.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different sport now, and SGA is just next level good. I don't think people realize, guys, how great Oklahoma City is. I mean, it's Oklahoma City. Nobody's watching the Thunder on a Tuesday night in Orlando, but this team had the greatest point differential in the history of the sport. They're only the 4th team ever to have 80 wins at this point. I think it's going to be 5 games. I'm just trying to decide if I want to do exact order, win, win, loss, win, maybe plus 650, something along those lines. I wish the number 4-5 game series was a little better. Plus 250 was about the best I was seeing, and I think that took some money. But I do think it's a short series. Now, I have undersold Indiana throughout the playoffs. I've done a lousy job this playoffs, thanks in large part due to the Pacers, especially in that Cavs series. But I'd be surprised if this gets to a 6th game.
Oh, damn. So do you think that it's going to be a frenetic and up-and-down pace? And I mean, I think they're going to run with them, and that's what Indiana wants to do, and you see that in the game 1 total of 231. How high scoring do you think this thing could get?
Yeah, I think it's going to get up there. That's the thing that concerns me about Indiana, right? They can kind of overwhelm others with their pace and make them uncomfortable, take them out of what they do. Oklahoma City says, all right, cool, we'll run with you. We can do everything you could do, except we could do it better, right, Paulie? So, I mean, it's such a high number. I don't know that I'm going to be racing to play it. I haven't done it yet. I'll see where the money goes. But I could see it getting up there, especially early in the series. You know how this goes. The totals tend to go down as it gets deep into the series. First game, maybe a little looser. That's arguable. Long time off for both teams. I laid the nine. That's the one bet I have. I laid nine at the opening price. Yep.
They're gonna destroy them on the boards. You agree?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think this team is going to beat up Indiana in a lot of different matchups. They got the edge pretty much across the board. And again, I hate to keep doing this. You should see on Mad Dog, so many Pacer fans are annoyed at me because I keep predicting them to lose, and I look like the fool every time, right? I had them losing in five to the Cavs. I had them losing in seven to the Knicks. So watch them surprise me again. But I think Oklahoma City, like I said, it's impossible to find anywhere. They don't really have a legitimate edge, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. So if it is a five-game series and it's almost domination by Oklahoma City, can you envision any other player other than SGA winning the NBA Finals MVP?
No, not unless he tweaks an ankle or something. Then maybe it's series on. I would think that if you could get better than the series price for MVP, which I don't think you'll find, you have to take that, right, guys? I mean, I don't see a world where he doesn't win MVP. The problem with this being so lopsided is a lot of these markets are no fun because you got to lay such a big number.
Yeah.
Or you're taking a long shot, whether it's most points, whatever it might be. Maybe you want to get involved in rebounds. Maybe you want to get involved in assists. You know, but I would look at it a little like Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl for the Chiefs. If the Chiefs win, Mahomes is your MVP. If the Thunder win, we know who MVP is going to be. At least Indiana, it's arguable, just like Halliburton lost to Siakam. But again, I don't think we got to worry about that.
Yeah, I know I was all over this team for how they played, and I'm not a fan of Missoula. But and you're making great points here. But if I'm Carlisle, I would shoot 53s a game, and I would try to win the math game, and because they pack the paint and they protect the rim. I would bombs away if I'm Indiana.
I don't disagree, and everybody will obviously throw a fit if they don't shoot well, and they'll say, well, this is what got the Celtics in trouble.
Uh-huh.
But it's their only chance of winning. Look at this last series against the Knicks. They shot above 40% from three four times. They shot below 40% from three twice. You could guess what happened in those games. The times they shot above 40, they won. The times they were below 40, they lost. Some of it is your ability to close out. Some of it's your ability to run them off the three-point line. I understand that, but a lot of it's just variance. You're right, Paulie. Even out on a break, I'm not saying give up a wide-open layup, but find the open shooter. Make sure you got a bunch of shooters on the floor and take your chances, 100%.
Okay, so then based on that, Tom, most threes in the series. I'm going to only throw Pacers players at you here. Any of these numbers jump off the board to you? Halliburton's about plus 160. Neesmith is in the 4-1 range, maybe a little bit higher. And Turner is, 8-9-1, right around there.
You know, I would think about Neesmith. I do worry a little bit about the ankle, though. He hasn't been the same since that historical performance where he 8-9 and, five down the stretch. But 4-1's decent. Turner, you know what? If I could get close to double digits to one, I'd have to think about that. He's a big who's very comfortable outside, and if they do take on that mentality that we just discussed, the big man could step out and shoot it well. I haven't yet shopped around in that market. That's not a bad idea, though.
How about most assists? Halliburton obviously is priced to the moon at minus 650. But, again, Thunder, their defense is so elite. Their game plan could be to come out, and like I said earlier, maybe it's going to be Lou Dort just picks up Anthony Edwards full court from the jump in game four of that series and takes him out of that game. Maybe they have a game plan like that. Maybe Halliburton tweaks an ankle. SGA led every player in assists in every game against Minnesota. He's 4-1. Is that a big enough number?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was talking with JVT about this last night. We thought the same thing. That's probably the play right there. That's the one to get in on because, like you said, I could see picking up full court. You know, Dort's an unbelievable defensive player. I think you loved him during the year, didn't you, Mitch?
Yeah,
he is really great. Yeah, so he's the type of guy that could take somebody out of his game. I think that's where you go if you want to try to find value on him without having to lay a big number. Maybe look at the assist market. Yep.
Yeah. Most rebounds, too, like Paulie said, I think the Thunder are going to dominate them on the glass. I could only look at Thunder players, but is there anybody else you'd want to look at other than Chet, who's around even money or like minus 125?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'd love to try to find somebody in these markets to get a little clever with, but I can't get there. You know, if you want to go Indiana, pardon me, I'm going to start in Minneapolis. You can look at it, Turner, but Turner's not a great rebound.
No.
So it's not as simple as let's get the Indiana big. I had a couple people today. I'm going to take Turner in this market. What do you think? I'm saying, no, I think you're donating.
Yeah.
Because he's not your traditional big. He's not a type of guy you're going to say, give me the ball down to the low block, go down and box out. He wants to step out and shoot on the perimeter. That's why that number 8-9, maybe 10-1 from three-pointers made makes a little bit more sense. So the rebounded market's another one, unfortunately, I'm probably going to, unfortunately, stay away from, I think.
A long question here for you. But so you're making the case short series of sweeper and five, no problem for OKC. How about you? Great job with the point differential and the nasty defense, and this team's unbelievable. What do you do if you're Presti? Because if you win this, you have 84 wins. You're an all-time team. And I think there's only two guys on the team that are in their 30s. Everyone else is 27 or younger. Do you just sit back, put your feet up, and say, okay, let's try to win three of these in a row?
100%, you sit back. Now, if they lose, I think they can do whatever they want. They can go out and get a Giannis Antetokounmpo. They are so well set up. That's the scary thing about this. People are underselling Oklahoma City. I think there's a good chance, guys, we're talking about 3-4 years a dynasty in Oklahoma City. I mean, think about it. They went through a Sam Hinkie type of rebuild, whatever you want to call it, breakdown, tank job, and they were allowed to do it because they were in the fourth biggest market in America, Philadelphia. So Adam Silver didn't step in. He had already changed the rules, 14.9% to get the number one pick and everything else. People just ignored the fact OKC did what they did. Now they have more assets, arguably, moving forward than anybody else in the NBA. Yeah, I mean, I would answer the phone, but I'm not picking it up to make any calls myself if I'm Sam Presti. Mm-hmm. Now, if I lose, then I got to think about, you know, maybe tweaking something here or there. But I'd be shocked if that 4-3, which is SGA, Chet Holmgren, and Jalen Williams, were to be broken up.
Yeah, about 90 seconds here, Tom. Do the Knicks overreact and do something crazy here in the offseason?
Yeah, I don't know how much flexibility they have. I mean, you could try to see what you could get for Karl-Anthony Towns, but not a lot of people are going to be jumping up and down about taking on his contract. He's just not a great defender. He's a borderline top 20-25 guy and a contract that demands him to be, you know, a little bit better than that, to be fair. So I don't know that they're going to get too much, but where are they going to go to improve themselves? One move they can make is to move on from Tibbs. I know some Knicks fans want to go that direction. I don't think that's entirely fair. I'm not as big a fan, but I don't think that's entirely big. You know, I think they're going to pick up the phone. Leon Rose will do his due diligence, but I think this is the team New York's going to have to go to war with for the next 2-3 years. Their core is in place.
Very good. Awesome appearance, Tom, as always. Thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the finals, and we'll catch up soon, okay?
You guys do a great job. Appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. Make sure you follow Tom on X. He's at One Tom Byrne, and he's a host on Sirius XM and Mad Dog Sports Radio. All right, so boring series, I guess.
Well, short, yeah.
Yeah, five games.
I think it'll be exciting. I think you're going to see some high-scoring games, and that's interested to see what Carlisle does in game one.
And
you think more over because of the layoff and come out running guns
ablazing? No, I think like game one, game two, we're going to get a chance here at a lot of points.
Right. How about game one of the hockey? That's also a long layoff. Would you say maybe under? I mean, the last year's Stanley Cup was high scoring and both games in the regular season went over between Florida.
I think game one of the Stanley Cup is fascinating from many angles. You could talk me into a 2-1 or a 5-4 game for sure. This one I think is going to be high scoring with the NBA. We'll recap the weekend that was with our best bets and get into in-pocket plays next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
All right. Fun weekend. Good times. Fun to cash some of these. Pacers to win the East 19-1. Gave it out during the first round of the playoffs.
There you go, Paulie.
Thank you.
Good job, man.
I was concerned about how bad Cleveland looked defensively in the start of the Miami series, and Indiana, unbelievable, second best record in the league since January 1st. Also came back with the Pacers at home, money line game 6. Knicks were sloppy, Pacers made them pay. Cat, most rebounds, conference finals winner. Halliburton, most assists, conference finals winner. Griffin to win the Memorial, 5-1 loser. Second place, damn.
Bet that live for people who are just tuning in right now.
That we okay. This is fun. Good mix. We'll see how creative these books get. More stuff will be coming up. Will there be a hat trick in the Stanley Cup? No, minus 190. That was the pending, and here's the new stuff. No shutout, minus 130. So, last year, it was 3-0 Florida. They outscored Edmonton 11-4. Then it was 3-0 Edmonton. They outscored them 18-5. Then game 7 was 2-1, but high-scoring games. They played in the regular season. It was 6-5 and 4-3. Florida's won 5 in a row on the road in the playoffs, outscored their opponents 27-7, 6 of 14 on the power play. I think we'll see some goals in this series, but no shutout. Under 1.5 games go to overtime. That's at Will Hill Caesars, minus $2. Will the Thunder go unbeaten at home in the NBA Finals? Yes, minus 120. That's at DK. Panthers win the Cup in 6. Will Hill, plus 475. NBA Finals games under 5.5.
Oh, you're with Tom.
Minus 130. Yeah. The more I dig and the more I read and the more they've given Halliburton fits. I would play the math game, though, and bombs away. We'll see. Hope I'm wrong. And we are underway, and it's 1-0 Rockies in the first.
Hit the cash out.
Rockies plus 165. It's an anti-Meyer bet. I think this little engine that could...
Don't let him get hot.
You said that's right. You said that when they took 2 out of 3, right?
They did at one point, yeah.
They got some funny wins. There's not a lot out of them, but a couple of the wins are funny.
Well, you can make the case that all of them are funny.
True. They beat Sale 2-1. They somehow beat, was it Verlander?
That was in Colorado, by the way,
yeah,
right?
2-1 to beat Atlanta. Yeah. Come on. Beat the A's. Beat the Brewers.
No, that's not so funny.
They beat Washington 3-1. How did that happen? Yeah, they won back-to-back games. After they beat Atlanta 2-1 at home, they beat San Francisco 4-3. And then pounded San Diego. And then they fired Black. That was Marquez. Oh, that's right. And then the Yankee win, but then they... Gallen got 12 runs of support, and he couldn't beat them.
Yeah.
The 14-12
game. Well, the Yankee game was 2 weeks ago, right? And that's when the Yankees went there.
Get that right.
And it's like, God, this is going to be
Gordon,
bloodbath. Right.
ERA of 8.
Yeah, and we were joking around, like, we should bet all unders on the Yankees tonight. And we ran down all the numbers, like, all the way from 6.5 all the way down to under 2.5. And right. They all came in.
That's right. 3-2 final.
Okay.
There you go. Let's see. Good job, guys.
All right, pal. Tigers most wins in May. This was graded a winner at, I bet it at Caesars. So it was knocked down, though, because of the dead heat. It was plus 467 rather than 16-1. I'll take it. It was a dead heat. It was not as good, not nearly as good as a 16-1. Now, here's a question. If you're betting the most wins in a given month in baseball and you have access to all three books,
yeah,
you bet the same team at all three, even though you might get different odds based on tiebreakers?
Oh, that's a tough call. Well, it depends on what the team you're looking at and the schedule and everything. Like here, the Cardinals got it here because of fewest
wins. I'll give you an example. If you like the Tigers...
Fewest losses,
I'm sorry. If you like the Tigers in the month of June, you had to try to bet them at Circa because they only played 26 games. So odds are if there's a tie,
they'll
win that tiebreaker. However, they open up 5-1 here. They opened up 16-1 for June at Caesars. Like, that's a humongous difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to have that in your back pocket. I mean, that's big. You know, St. Louis gets it here. Imagine the four-way scenario. Minnesota was a big number, too, but they lost Saturday.
I put in a very small, for pizza money, I put in a four-team parlay that paid 21-1 just in case.
Good for you.
And I missed it because the Twins gave that game away. Otherwise, but then
Friday miracle. But
Zebby Matthews over 5.5 with the K's against the Mariners. That was the winner. Got to 7. Yelich over 1.5. He had 2 home runs in that game. I did not have that, but over the 1.5 total bases got there.
Wow.
Cardinals at the Rangers under 2.5. No chance. Liberatore gave it up big time in that game. That was a loser. Josh Hart to lead the Eastern Conference Finals in rebounds plus 550. Nope. Towns was too good. Those are the graded. We move on. Official play for me in the NBA Finals. SGA for the entire series to average under 33.5 points per game. I bet that at BetMGM earlier today. If he gets me, he gets me. That's a gigantic number. And I think So many things can go the other way on this for him to stay under that I had to take my chances with that number. I also, I'm not going to have it in pocket, but I did bet the over A's game tonight, 9, because the number has moved too much. So I can't, I bet it at minus 130. That's gotten completely away at this point.
Edge Boost, the first ever bank account built for bettors, ensuring all gambling transactions are approved. No usage fees, no minimums, earn cash back rewards. Card never declined. Don't wait on that wire. Don't pay those outrageous fees when you go over your limit. Sign up today, edgeboost.bet, promo code FTM. You love betting, get paid to do it. Deposit 25, Edge Boost will match at edgeboost.bet.
I have some odds for you here. Kirk Cousins' next team. You can find these at various books, offshore as well.
Yeah, he's going somewhere.
Steelers are plus 150.
Plus 150?
Yeah.
Okay. The line of demarcation here. Rodgers has got to bleep or get off the pot.
You know what? I honestly don't blame Terry Bradshaw at this point. He's getting more pissed every single day.
Well, it made sense, too, about he's only going to play here for a year.
Right.
That's the other thing. Well, you're going to go through all this song and dance and charade, and it's, okay, we'll give you 1 year.
Right. Based on the history here that we're talking about with Pittsburgh, and based on the players who have been there, right, like the real blue-collar type players, the old school throwback, that's who they are and what they've done. That's how they've drafted forever. How do you think Rodgers is going to fit in?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think he fits into this team, and I don't think the previous, like the guys who are legends there, they're going to hate his guts. And if you could poll every single one of them, I bet you'd say like 98% do not let this guy sign here. They probably can't stand him.
Yeah, I'd rather have Cousins. Give me Cousins over Rodgers.
Cousins to go to the Saints is plus 175.
Not to mention the family and everything. He's going to go on McAfee and say something stupid. Yeah, and that's going to be a story. And then Tomlin's going to get pissed off.
Of all teams.
Because he's going to be asked about it, and he just wants to play football.
It honestly might be the last team in football where he makes sense, based on everything I just said. And that too, right? McAfee, you know.
Saints not happening.
No, I don't think. The Dolphins plus 450. Hate it.
Dolphins?
I don't hate it.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, okay, Tua gets hurt. Sure.
Sure, you have that. I do have major questions about the offensive line in Miami, however.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's why they would need a backup for Tua that's serviceable, but also with Kirk's problems after the Achilles, the Browns are 5-1. How many quarterbacks are they going to bring in?
Come on now.
The Jets, 6-1?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I think that actually might work a little bit there.
That's not bad.
The Seahawks are 10. I can't. Why?
No, never. They Colts, no way.
Drafted Milrow.
No, Colts, no way.
Cardinals, 20?
Yeah, back up to them. Who's Murray's backup? I got to look. Yeah.
Giants are on the list. Jacksonville.
Giants, come on.
No way.
They got
way.
Wilson, Winston, and Dart.
You know what? Jacksonville, 22-1. I don't think that's awful.
I don't hate it.
Because
I don't know. I got to see where he's at, though. I imagine he wants to play still. He can still sling it. He had a couple of good games, and he just got hurt and was terrible.
Let me get you the live updated number here in the Rockies game.
What happened?
Well, runners are on second and third and nobody
out. Man, Marquez.
Let's see here. Oh, he's been good, though, right, Paul? The game is currently locked the way it looks off the board.
Okay.
Damn it.
Okay. All right,
he's got a 1-1 count, so he's battling here against Ramirez the way it looks. So he's got that going. 1-2 count here. Uh-oh. We're on the precipice of getting... No, not an out. They got to run across. So it's 1-1.
Are we missing anybody?
For a team? For Cousins?
Yeah, there's got to be more teams on there that are offered.
Back to Minnesota, 28-1. The Lions are 30. The Cowboys are 33. I think those are the only teams. That's the entire list. Could you see him going back to Minnesota? By the way, there was some pretty big news today in the NFL.
That's not bad.
This needs to be pointed out.
Go ahead.
As
I got something that also happened that was weird.
Frank Ragnow, the center, 29 years old, and announced his retirement from Detroit.
Yep.
I think I'm going to be on everything anti-Detroit this year.
Yep, I'm with you.
What do you have?
I got the under. In the last 20 hours, Giannis to go to Toronto went from 25-1 to 10-1.
Where are they picking in the draft?
Who knows? That's weird.
Package Scotty Barnes, some picks. Stay tuned. Primetime's next, then cashing out. In the morning, wake up, be sinned by the books. Good luck tonight. We'll see you.